Hey, Ricky.
Hey.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Did you get a chance to review the email?
I never found it.
Oh, okay. It shows me that it was opened about an hour ago, so that's why I thought. Yeah, it's called Google and Facebook Marketing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a fork in the road regardless. Like, everyone knows the existing system is broken. So,
Google and Facebook. Oh, yeah, I see that.
I was just calling to kind of follow up with you. I know yesterday that you had to get to the next spot before dark. Did you make it in time?
I did, yeah.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm. So I did get an email from eXtreme, and they said they were going to fix everything in the next couple of days that they were.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I'm going to just continue working with them, you know, barring that they should not do what they said they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they follow through and get things, you know, fixed, you know, I think I'm going to work with them and see what they can do.
Okay. All right. How long have you been waiting on them to fix the things? Like, it's been a few months, right?
No, well, I mean, my pet peeve of that stupid picture that I...
The banana tree, right.
They've never got rid of that, you know, and so, and I keep harping on them about, hey, get rid of that stupid picture. I've never liked it, never wanted it there. It looks dumb. You know, like, who would put that on their website?
Mm-hmm.
I even sent them a picture where I put a real riser there, and let's see, what was the? I put a different bush in the picture. And they didn't
mm-hmm.
even replace it with that.
Mm.
So I don't know why they want to stick me with that picture that I don't like, but I probably should send them another email about that. But.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right.
Kind of a first come, first serve type thing, you know, so they, you know, when I spent money, I don't like to just go to waste. So.
Right. How much are you spending with them monthly?
$250
a month. Okay. And you've been with them for 3 months, right?
I think so.
And you haven't seen, they haven't changed the website. You haven't seen the results.
They've got other things that they're doing that they charge me for, but the SEO part of it.
Some more. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So our SEO website and Facebook ads, all of it is just $250 instead of kind of, you know, nickel and diming it out. And you get the results quickly because, A, we're in the United States, but, B, because we're a Google partner and we have to produce at a certain rate. Yeah. That's the advantage to working with the partners of Google is they actually, we have certain guidelines and standards that we're held to that are directly by Google. So Google monitors our calls and the way that we practice business in order to keep our partnership, which is really important to us because that helps us to help our clients in the fastest fashion.
I see. Well, they did get some results, these people, because my business does show up on, I don't have a location thing on the map that shows me there, but in the list next to it, I show up on there. But,
right, when
you know,
somebody
getting,
types in your business name, yeah.
I mean, I'm not getting calls, but that's probably because the website is showing the wrong telephone number for this area.
Well, they would still call that phone number, though, and if as long as you have access to that number, then it would be fine, because people sometimes move from different areas and have different phone numbers up there. That's not the issue. The issue is
well,
that you're not
kind of
you're not
because the whole thing, the banners and everything say Wilson Creek, and people are going, "Where's Wilson Creek?" You know,
right? But so, I mean, that's a really big piece for sure. But the fact that you're not ranking without typing in your business name is of even bigger concern, because people look it up via keyword. Like, they don't know to look for Bolin Septic Service because they don't necessarily know the name of your business. I know I don't, like, punch that in to practice my typing, right? I go in and look for septic service near me, best septic service, affordable septic service, emergency septic service, you know, because I need the services now. And when they're going in to look at it via keyword, that you're not coming up then.
Oh,
which
right.
Is, where nine out of 10 people are gonna search for you, because a lot of people, the people that already know the name of your business after 24 years in, of course, I mean, they probably have the correct phone number and they don't care what the website says because they know you, they've been dealing with you, you're a good contractor for them. But the people like myself who are new to the area or who don't have familiarity with you or have just, you know, kind of gotten on the scene of something like this, they're not going to know to look for Bolin specifically.
Right.
Right? And that's a huge part of what they're supposed to be doing for you. The fact that the information is incorrect, the phone number is incorrect, the targeting is incorrect, and you're not ranking on the first page after 3 months. Is a little bit concerning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure how all this stuff works, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if you guys were working on it, and I didn't get rid of them, then what does that do? It just, I don't want to duplicate information.
Yeah, we won't duplicate the information. That's not healthy for your Google profile. We would ask that you get rid of them. It's one or the other. It's not both. And companies who let you go with both, they're underhanded. That's not being righteous,
right,
or doing what's right by the client. Because the fact of the matter is if you're a Google partner, you're not allowed to work with two companies that are offering the exact same service. Just like we can't work with two of you in the exact same area, because it's not gonna benefit you. You know, we wouldn't duplicate what you have. We would go in there and claim what you have and straighten it out, because what you have out there is kind of a mess at the moment. We want to make sure that it's accurate and consistent, and that the listing is getting the attention that it deserves, because there is an influx of searches being done in your area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The fact that the second location in Wilson Creek doesn't even have a website attached to it is a little bit alarming as well.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is. wow.
I understand, like, you spent the money, so you're kind of like, you're thinking, and you may not necessarily understand everything as I'm explaining it, like, you're kind of learning as you go, Ricky, because obviously, like, your industry and area of expertise is in septic service. It's not in marketing, or you'd be some guru guy. Like, I understand that. You're old school, you know, and you have certain things in place and you want it to work for you. So it can be a little bit intimidating when somebody calls you and says, "Hey, listen, so this doesn't look right and this isn't correct and this is inaccurate," on top of the things that you already know to be true that are not right or consistent or accurate for what you're doing, like the wrong photographs, the wrong phone number, the wrong target area. But I guess my question to you is, like, you've spent 3 months with them, and at a minimum of $250 a month times three is $750. Plus, you said that there's other money that you've spent with them. So, like, how much longer are you going to let it go on if in 3 months they haven't produced the proper photograph on the website, they haven't changed the phone number to what you want it to be, or made very much progress? I'm not saying they haven't made any. I say they haven't made very much.
Right.
When we're offering you a much better program at basically, I mean, I can get that rate down to $250 a month for the first location instead of $299. I already asked for it because you were looking at multi-location, but just to kind of show you what we're doing, they said I could drop it from $299 to the $249 month to month with no contract. It's just that one-time setup fee of $99 for the initial programming, so it's $348 the first month, but $249 monthly after that. And the difference here, Ricky, is that you'll be working with us in the United States that you can understand, and we're on the same time zone as you. We're here in California. Secondly, we also give you a complete tracking and reporting system, and we give you the ability to log on and make changes yourself if you choose to. But most importantly, you're able to track the results. It's super user friendly. So you can actually see what's going on with your account at any given time. It's not somebody calling you and saying, hey, this isn't working, or you saying this is the wrong photograph. You can actually remove a photograph off of it completely if it's something that you don't like.
I mean, truth is, I'd like to go with you guys, but I haven't had a chance to try to get back control of the website. Like, so I gave them my login and everything for my original website. And then they haven't bothered to give me any of the details of who it's being posted with and how to get into it or any of that. They haven't done any of that. So.
Right.
I need to email them and remind them that they promised that they were going to do that. Yeah.
Right. You can't get a phone conversation with them? They won't talk with you on the phone and give you the credentials?
Oh, yeah. I have talked to them on the phone.
Is it hard to understand them?
Well, yeah, they're Indian.
Okay. You know, again, I'll extend the offer to you and remind you that we do have the ability to go in and build a completely new site and get that up and running in 3 to 5 days that's consistent and accurate with your business, and go ahead and get that going while you're dealing with the other situation of the website with them, getting the login credentials. And then once you have that, we can see, you know, how we can help with that situation. But have something that's accurate out there on your business while you're dealing with the other situation. It's already included with the package, so there's nothing extra for it.
Right.
Yeah, we're not you know, in the business of nickel and diming people. We know that it has to work for you, and it has to make dollars in order to make sense.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to send an email.
Okay. And then what do you want to do here? What do you think the next move is?
I don't know. I mean, right now I've got a lot on my plate. I mean, if you had just called and I hadn't done anything yet, then this would be very clear cut. But you know, I've already paid for this month with those guys.
And unfortunately, it's not working, you know.
Well,
I understand. But in 3 months' time, they should have been able to prove that to you. They should have been able to make some part of it work. They should have changed the photographs and done the things that you'd requested. The 90 days? Imagine if you went to a client and you gave them a service and they said, no, we need X, Y, and Z. These are the requirements of our home. This is what we need. And you said, okay, sounds good. And you didn't do it, and then they kept emailing you and contacting you, you could probably lose your business because they could sue you for that, right? Right.
Yeah.
And why is it any different for them just because they're online?
Well, you know, a lot of this stuff is hard to prove. You know, like my credit card company, I paid some company that was supposed to get me on all the voice search things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after 2 months, they hadn't done anything. Mm-hmm. And I went and contacted my credit card company.
Sure.
So they went and did something after I had made a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they did because I never came up on voice searches, but they were doing,
right.
They did something enough to prove to the credit card company that they supposedly did something. And the credit card company just gave them the $1,500 back, you know. But nothing ever happened because if you do a voice search, it doesn't work and it never has. And yet they were able to convince the credit card company that they had actually done something. And
right.
So I didn't actually get my money back. And that was a U.S. company.
Wow.
So I haven't had very good experience with people, you know, I've tried to do stuff to counteract them robbing me.
Yeah.
But it was unsuccessful, and I've already had that experience that, you know, there really is nothing I can do because they'll be able to send some information to the credit card company or whatever to prove that they did. I don't know what they did, but it was enough to make the credit card company think they actually, you know, fulfilled their obligation, which they didn't.
Right.
Well,
voice-activated searches are a direct result of ranking on the first page. So I've always said, and I wish that I had spoken to you before you signed up with that company, because in order to show up on a voice-activated search through Amazon Alexa, Apple Siri, Google Echo Voice, any of that stuff, you have to be ranking on the first page of Google in your local area, unless they already know the name of your business, which again, if they already know the name of your business, then they have no need to search for you like that, right? But when somebody says, hey Siri, best septic service near me, and then if you're ranking on the first page of Google in that area, then she's going to rattle off the top 3 to 5 search results, and she's going to say, this is what I found on the web, right? And she's going to pull it up and show you what's up. Same is true for Alexa as well as Google Voice. And I'm really sorry to hear that that was your experience, because those companies are basically scam companies, the ones that promise you to come up on voice-activated searches, including Amazon Alexa or voice-activated searches within a product like this can be beneficial. We do offer it for select clients who really want it, but really it's kind of like a fluff piece, to be 100% honest with you, because if you're not ranking on the first page of Google, Ricky, it's not going to matter. Nobody can say that they're going to program you in to come up when somebody does a voice-activated search for the keywords that you're surfacing when they have no idea where you're at and where you're ranking. They can't just put you in some magic voice-activated list. You know, like the list that the voice activation pulls from is from the first page of Google. And I'm sure now that I've explained that, that kind of makes sense to you, right?
It does make sense to me, yeah.
Yeah, and I see what happened. What if I had known, I could have given you the exact terms to say to that credit card company to kind of help you, you know what I mean, to deal with that situation.
Oh, yeah, because if they had understood that these people did not do anything to produce a ranking on the first page, that they couldn't possibly have made it so the voice search would work.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't fix the underlying problem of not having any ranking on the
because they're not in charge of that for your company, so they couldn't have fixed that, you know.
So it was a fraud because they couldn't. There was no way they could make that work without having actually got my website to rank on Google.
Right.
So. It sounds like you guys know what you're doing. I wish you'd called 3 months ago.
I wish we had too.
Yeah. I'd rather deal with
somebody that
American.
You can understand and explains it
yeah.
to you. Yeah, I understand. I'm sorry you had that bad experience with that voice activated stuff. I hear that. Unfortunately, I've been able to help a couple of our clients catch it, like right when it happens. Like they want like $700 or $800 a month, like and that's just wild, you know?
Yeah.
Because if sure, like if you're ranking, then it makes sense if you know that can help. But honestly, you're going to come up organically.
Right.
You know? So it's just kind of a lot when you're dealing with a situation like that. And I understand it's intimidating for you as well because it's not something that you're used to doing and dealing with, you know, and it's like you're investing this money, you want it to work for you, you don't understand why it's so difficult and why it's not working when there's, you know, these things at play. But I'm not saying that companies in India can't get the job done. I've known of a couple in Pakistan that can, you know, but 9 out of 10 times when you're trying to program somebody in from across a continent and you don't understand the language, it's not going to work, you know?
Right.
It's like the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean, and a bunch of other stuff is between us and them. They just don't have the same understanding of our space and what we need and the requirements are here, you know? I really want to help you because I believe that we could. And I understand that it's that mess with them is like a little bit overwhelming for you.
It is.
You know, I'm asking for 1% of your trust and I'm willing to earn the other 99% because I see what's going on here and I see how we can help you. I'm going to be honest with you. I know that they promised you, Ricky, that you paid for 10 years worth of hosting with them and all of these things. But, I don't know that they're going to honor that. They haven't even changed a photograph for you in 3 months. I don't know that they're going to honor that if you try to cancel their
yeah,
services. You know, like it's not very encouraging, but I'm telling you, it's okay. We can scrap that. We can get you a whole new website, like, and have it running how you want it.
Yeah, it's just I paid $1,500 for them to do that other stuff, so it's like, you know.
Right.
I kind of hate having money just go to waste. But.
Right, I understand.
Right. So I sent him. I would like to get the hosting and login information for the website.
Mm-hmm.
I promise that I need to be able to make changes to the website if I need to because you guys aren't getting things done. But I don't know if, you know.
Right.
I'll probably get email back. Hopefully he gives me the information I'm asking for. But once I have that, then I have control again to be able to, I mean, whether it's, I mean, if I truly paid for, I mean, I paid for it, but whether I got 10 years of hosting, I don't know.
Right. There's not really any way that we're ever really going to be able to know. 10 years of hosting under them, okay, sure, sounds good. But 10 years of hosting independently on your own, that's really unrealistic. I'm going to be real with you. We do it. Most companies, GoDaddy, all of the popular ones, HostGator, all of them, they do it year by year.
I think I had paid for, I don't know how many years.
Right. Well, sometimes you can get like a deal where it's like $12 a month for the first 4 years or something, and then people will pay it in advance because that's like $400-something, which is nothing compared to what it could cost you, right? But like after whatever initials type of situation that they're doing for you, usually beyond that is when, you know, things will start start costing differently. Yeah. But again, if they're in control and management of that, it's really hard to know, right?
Right. So I need a few more days to hear back from these guys.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't give me my website back, then it would make sense to just jump ship and start from scratch.
Right.
But, you know, I had control of my website until they took over, and I didn't really realize I did. It just happened that I had that information still stored on my old computers, hard drives. My computers die all the time, and occasionally I'm smart enough to actually make backups. But anyway, so I was able to get them access to the site that E. Lagoon had created.
Mm-hmm.
And because that was actually on my own, you know, I had a website that I built, and then they had promised that they were going to get it on, you know, up on Google's first page and all that stuff, which they didn't do.
Right.
But they built the website that they put on there on all of the hosting that I had, so I still had that login information.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was able to find that in the last 3 months, and that's how these guys got started. But then I think they took and must have taken that one down and set up, according to them, a whole new hosting site that they put everything on. And that could have been just so that they would have complete control over it, you know.
Right.
Because they said they were going to give me all of that information, and they haven't done that, you know.
Right.
So, which is, but they had said something that I couldn't, you know, dispute, because I don't have enough, you know, I'm ignorant about a lot of this stuff.
Right.
And that they were saying that the web hosting I had, you know, would not support secure socket layering or whatever. And
but that's crap, so because that, this is the thing, is you could put an SSL certificate on any site. If your firm offers website design, you could put an SSL certificate onto any domain. We have the ability to do it. And any company worth their salt should be able to do that for you without having to give you this gobbledygook about we need to switch servers and we need to do it over here and this and that. That's just not even a thing anymore. Like back in the day, yes, that was a thing. But today's day and age with the way things are mainlined, no.
Oh, okay. So they just wanted to get control where they'd have the website on whatever.
Where they could basically lock you out of it is what I think.
Right. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So if he doesn't provide that information shortly, then clearly that's their goal, and I'm better off to start over again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys will give me access to the site.
Oh, yeah, you have access as soon as the web. So what happens is as soon as you sign up, we give you your username and password, okay, and that's to the client dashboard. And then from there, what happens is you have your client interview. Client interview is where we get all the information. We tell you how to send in the photos. We gather all the information for the web development, and then we go ahead and we build the website. About 5 days later, you're able to log in, and you can actually click website editor and go in and make changes yourself to the website.
Oh, okay.
Like you have complete access pretty much from the get-go.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what they had said they were going to do.
Right.
Give me
but
access.
We have
it wasn't
to get,
going to be,
yeah.
Exactly like that, but
yeah.
Anyway, there was supposed to be something that happened that ended.
Yeah. But the cool thing about our platform is with the Local Splash dashboard, it allows you to access everything, not just website. Like you can see how many clicks to the website, You can see the location of the searches that have been performed. You can see how many clicks to the Facebook ads. You can see how many keywords per impression. So how many times did somebody click or punch in emergency septic service, and how many times Bolin came up as a top option, and then from there how many times they clicked on your listing, and from there how many times they clicked on the website. Like, it gives you complete analysis breakdown on the entire package and how it's working for you.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, sounds a lot better than what I'm with right now. Obviously, I'm thinking about something.
I understand. I'm not pushing you. I understand.
I'm having to, like, provide photos and different stuff for you right off the start, and I'm just kind of in overload right now.
Right.
I'm not sure that I have any time to devote to trying to provide you what you would need to create a new website.
Well, we give you a list of the items that we need, so it's not like you have to guess what they are. We give you the list of the items, and then we provide you with an email address. So when you in the evening, or when you have the availability to send us those photographs, then, and the information that you want branded on there, then we have the ability to do that.
Yeah, so to be fair about the 3 months, I think the first month I really didn't get anything to them to build the website. So I think I just simply paid money, and I, you know, struggled to find any time to round up what they needed. So things were kind of, you know, getting off to a slow start, but then I finally motivated myself because I was like, you know, you're actually paying money for this, so probably should, you know, get them what they need. So part of it's my fault, but as far as them not providing the information that I requested or not making changes to the website that I asked for specifically.
Right.
That's a different story. But he claims that in the next 2 days that they will let's see what it is. Oh, thanks for your email. I'll make sure that I will fix everything that you mentioned on the email, so just give me a day or two, is what he replied.
But he didn't give you the credentials.
I just reminded him of that. I didn't ask for that in that previous email.
Oh, okay.
I was more concerned with them fixing what they had
promised.
What I think is a...
Sure.
Yeah, is messed up. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would love to be doing business with you guys right now rather than them.
Right.
It's just.
You know, I know that it might be tough to count it as a loss, but it is 100% tax write-off on your end of your business taxes because it was spent towards marketing. So all marketing is a 100% tax write-off on the end of your business taxes. And, you know, again, there's not much I can do about what you've spent with them, but I do know that I can put your company into a primary position to earn thousands of dollars in revenue. And our terms and conditions state a max of 45 to 60 days for full placement on all platforms. You're not stuck waiting, like hoping that changes are going to be made and stuff like that, you know?
Right. So how does that work exactly? I just tell them that I'm quitting with you guys and got a new company, or
with that other company?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you just let them know, hey, look, I want to cancel services. I need access to my Google profiles. If they're not going to, which, again, I've heard of companies that don't choose not to give you access and stuff like that, then we can claim over it. That's not a problem for us. We have the ability to claim over anytime there's a situation that says like where people aren't going to be able to have access to their profile, then we contract Google and claim over it. They ask us to provide them with the documents, you know, business license, insurance, stuff like that, photographs, we send that over, and we go ahead and we get it done for you. But in theory, you should be able to call them and say, hey, you know, I want to cancel the services. I need access to my Google profiles. I need access to the website credential information so that I can, you know, take that website where I want it. We have the ability to host it. That's not a problem. You just need the credentials.
So, let's see. So you're local Splash, and do you have, like, references from other people that have used your services, or?
Oh, yeah, they're all over our website. We've been doing this for 20 years. So, and then I actually have a, you know, I have different references that are, I can send you over, like, there's an email of keywords that you can actually click and say, like, land clearing services in Edmont, Kentucky, our clients ranking on the first page. Hair salon in Baltimore, Maryland, our clients ranking on the first page. You know, the thing is Local Splash has over 6,000 reviews all across the internet. Over 1,000 on our Google profile with a 4.5 star rating, and we've been in business for 20 years. So you don't get to stay in business for as long as we have on a month to month basis with no contract if you're not doing what the clients want.
Right.
I mean, you don't get to be in business for 24 years if you're not doing what your clients want. Like, you would have a bad reputation, which you don't have a bad reputation. You have a great reputation, and the same is true here. You know, with a service like this, we don't have to lock you into a contract because we know what it's worth, and we earn your business month in and month out. Our clients choose to keep coming back to us on a regular basis.
All right, I guess I'll spend some more money with you guys then.
You're gonna love it. You're going to love it, Ricky. Now, which location, do you want to start with both locations, or do you just want to start with the Olympia location first?
Yeah, so Olympia is actually Lewis County and Grace Harbor County.
Okay.
And I guess Thurston County, even though there's an issue here. My brother, I actually was doing installs, and I just turned all the pumping over to my brother.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother died in December of last year.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And while he was in the hospital before he died, I wasn't paying any attention to what was going on. And so the Thurston County certification didn't get paid for.
Okay.
And unfortunately, you know, I'd have to explain some more things to you, but anyway, the whole septic certification programs here in Washington State, and particularly Thurston County, it's all illegal. And it only had to do with, so the legislature convened a work group to looking into the licensing, certification, or registration of people who pump, install, design, and maintain on-site sewage disposal systems. But to understand what that means, it comes from a law called On-Site Sewage Disposal Systems Alternative Formation of a Water Sewer District.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all part of a system of sewerage and includes septic tanks connected to a publicly owned collection system connected to the county sewerage system. So what that means is the government only has authority over systems of sewerage, you know, with sewer treatment plants and all that. But they tried to make it by putting the word septic tank into the law. They tried to make it look like they had authority over private on-site systems
Right.
But they're on private. They're on private.
They're on private property.
Yeah, and in order for them to provide services,
uh-huh.
you have to give them an easement and grant them a right of ingress to provide services to your property. That doesn't happen with private
systems. No,
So they never had authority to do what they're doing. It's all illegal. And they asked me, oh, well, what do you want us to do, Mr. Bowen? Do you want us to pay you to do all this stuff? And I said, no, I want you to stop doing what you're doing. It's illegal. It's against the law. Well, after that, they didn't want to communicate with me at all, you know.
Mm.
And I was trying to shut down their whole illegal program for Washington State.
Yeah.
But, so they hate me. They don't like me.
They don't want to give you anything, do they?
And so I wouldn't go along with their certification here in Thurston County. So I turned it over to my brother because he didn't mind going along with all their garbage.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So anyway, these other counties, Grays Harbor County, Lewis County, they don't get into all of that because they know it's illegal, you know,
mm-hmm.
or they at least don't want to take on the responsibility of being liable for these, reports that are filed under their system,
mm-hmm.
in that if the system is no good and a new buyer buys the property, that they could be held liable because they signed off on it or whatever. So they don't do any of that stuff, these other two counties.
Okay.
And since they don't really get into the middle of my business or spy on my customers, then I don't mind doing business with those other counties.
Right.
But I do live in this county, and it's certainly a lot cheaper for me to do business here. But there's only a small portion of the phone calls that come in from Thurston County that I actually can do anything for those people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have this whole, you know, online RME, and all these reports have to be filed online.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to certify the systems. And so then they're out of compliance if they don't get certified. And so, you know, there's some work I can do here. And they know it. Thurston County knows it. They know that I totally told them I'm not ever going to go along with your illegal program,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, anyway, I don't totally want to, like, remove my presence from Thurston County, but I need to mainly target Grays Harbor and Lewis County.
Okay.
And
that's all local to the Olympia location?
So they're the next county over to
okay.
the, yeah, to the south is Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
To the west is Grays Harbor County.
Okay.
And
we can target that. That's not a problem.
And
then, so the other location is the Wilson Creek, correct?
Yeah, so Wilson Creek is supposed to target Moses Lake,
mm-hmm.
Ephrata, and Soap Lake. Those are the main population centers of Grant County. And then if you go any further outside of that area, it's way too far for me to drive there. So I got some phone calls all the way down by Vantage. It's actually the other side of Vantage, which is a bridge that goes over the Columbia River.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like 2 hours from my location, so that's just really horrible. And the truck I have over there has, you know, it needs to be worked on. The front end is kind of shot, and on the really rough roads over there, it wants to throw you into the ditch or throw you into
mm-hmm.
the oncoming traffic. And
mm-hmm.
so you're just fighting it. And if you go more than 45 minutes, your hands go numb and your arms fall off. So pretty much Moses Lake, Ephrata, and Soap Lake are the only communities that I can conceivably get to without, you know, a total collapse of my body, you know.
Right.
And I don't have time to fix that truck. I mean, once I get moved over there, then I'll have time to work on it. But right now I live over here, and this other company currently has only built a website that only targets over there. And I told them, you know, I do need to target that area because it'd be nice to have some kind of business over there when I move over there. But
mm-hmm.
but I said, I need to maintain where I'm at. And they didn't do that. They did the opposite. Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, I think kind of what they were doing was okay if I was already over there, but it'd be nice to not have all of my business over the mountain where I'd have to commute 300 miles. But right now it's the other way around. Wilson Creek is where I go over on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I pump some tanks and then I come back home. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I try to move something over there while I'm, you know, I mean, that's the whole purpose is get something moved, still do a little business over there to get things started, and then get back home over here where my main business is. So this will become secondary at some point. It's going to be really hard because I have a lot of things that have nothing to do with pumping, but are property management.
Mm-hmm.
They call me to fix everything from electrical to plumbing to toilets to you name it. You know, fix the walls, fix dry rot, fix anything that needs to be fixed, I fix it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be able to do that once I move out of here, you know.
Okay.
I'll be able to do schedule pumping and come over and pump some tanks or put in a drain field or do any of that stuff, but you know, I'm not going to be able to handle these little jobs, you know, like I do now.
Okay. And we can always change gears when you're ready. That's not a problem. I just want to make sure that we're targeting you for the right stuff. So the offer is at $249 monthly, month to month with no contract. For the each location, it's just the $249. The one-time setup fee of $99 is to cover all the initial programming. And that's not per location. That's just one time. If you want us to straighten out both locations and get everything set up and going for both locations, we can do that.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, I guess I'll be like a bunch of rats jumping ship or something.
Don't worry about it. Listen, literally, if they're not gonna give you the credentials and stuff, you can just literally call your company, hit the stop payment on it, and don't continue paying them. And we can claim everything and take over from there. It's not a problem.
Yeah. So you said in what 45 days you would have.
Max 45 to 60 days for full results of everything. So what's going to happen is the website's up and running in the first 3 to 5 days, 7 days max. The Facebook ads are going to be completely up and running in the first 7 to 14 days, driving traffic directly to you. If we can get into the login for the Google profiles, then we can begin programming immediately. If we cannot and we have to claim those Google profiles, which we can absolutely do, that takes a max of 7 to 21 days. And then that's why we like to under-promise and over-deliver. That way, when we say 45 to 60 days and you're seeing activity in the first 30 days, you're seeing things happening in the first few weeks, then you're happy with it. We also know, like, sometimes Google drags their feet on getting us what we need. Not on purpose. They just get backed up, too. So that's why we estimate 7 to 21 days to claim over a Google profile, right? Because we're going to send off to Google. We're going to say, hey, listen, we're claiming Bolin Septic Service on behalf of Ricky Bolin. And this is the documentation that we have to prove that this is a legit business. And they're going to say, okay. And go ahead and give us the credentials and access to the Google profile where we can take them off of it completely. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Now, I see here that I'm looking at the Facebook profile. Do you have a logo for the company?
I used to.
Okay. Or we can create one for you if you want.
Yeah, they kind of changed everything. So,
okay, do you like how they changed it or no?
Oh, not particularly, but, you know.
Okay.
I don't really care. I think that you just had to have a website in order to have Google, you know, crawl it and do all
mm-hmm.
of its stuff.
Yeah, that's one way, but so that's called on-site optimization, and what we're offering is actually off-site optimization as well, so it moves faster, okay?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It moves faster. That's why we can say 4 to 6 weeks, you know, to get everything completely going. Okay. Now, we do offer call tracking if you want. Call tracking is when they do the number that is similar to your number. It gives the professional business greeting, and it eliminates spam and robocalls. They'll review that during client onboarding process. If you don't want it, you don't have to take it. It's not a must, okay? Now, for now, I believe that we're going to give you a different domain for right now until you figure out what's going on with them and the domain and stuff, right?
Yeah, I didn't want a different domain.
Okay. Well, as soon as you, this is what I'm going to tell you, okay? We're going to go ahead and build the site on a domain and get it going. As soon as you have the login credentials, we can put the content onto your domain. That's not a problem.
Oh, I wonder what they did exactly. So I wonder if I'm able to send you the login and all that information that I sent to them for my domain.
Mm-hmm. Can we work with it? Absolutely.
I'm trying to find it. Because I'm not entirely sure what they did exactly, if they created a new one. But they kept my, so what did they do? Remove my domain off of that?
Yeah, I don't know what they did or didn't do, but if you have the credentials and we can try, then we will.
Oh, I wonder if they used the same credentials.
They might have.
So let's see, what is Gmail? No. Oh, I've got to log into Gmail. See if that's... Oh, hello, sir. I'm working on the website today to fix all the issues you mentioned. And when it's done, I will send you hosting login details as well.
Okay, so do you think that you purchased the website from them outright? Like if you cancel their services, would you still get to keep the website?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, so if that's the case, then we can host your site elsewhere. Like it's not going to like change the price here. It's not going to increase or decrease it. Because it's already, we included it the flat rate, right? So like once you get done dealing with them, if you're like, okay, so I'm actually going to take my website over here, say by some miracle that they do fix everything, which I hope that they do, for your sake, because of the money you've spent with them and the time you've invested in them, say that they fix everything for you that you've requested, and then you do can actually take that website wherever you want, then we can go ahead and host it. That's not a problem.
So let's see, sent folder. I'm looking for...
Yeah, no, I'm just answering some of these other questions here that I have to get everything done. Let me see.
Maybe it's my other email.
Is your first name officially like Richard or is it Ricky?
It's Ricky.
Okay.
Yeah, so one of the things is I don't accept credit cards, and he had all of those logos on the website for credit cards, and I'm like, no, I don't take credit cards.
Right.
That was terrible. When I canceled it, they continued to charge me, like, I don't know, $80 a month or something.
Oh.
And that went on for a year and a half before I discovered it in my bank account. And I'm like, oh, crud, they're still charging me for that. Yeah.
Wow.
And so, anyway, I wasn't impressed. And my bank said, well, that's because only part of it was done through the bank, and the other part was done through that company that they contract with. And so they just continue to keep debiting the money out of my account, even though I wasn't using their services. And,
wow.
And then my brother, he started using Square, but I just don't want to do it at all. I don't like it. Oh, here it is. So this is my login information for that website site that I had given them.
Cool. So just hang on to that. Keep it up front because you're going to need to send that over to the onboarding team. Let me see here. Okay, so I have this information. For the Olympia location, the address is 9942 Little Rock Road Southwest, Olympia, Washington, 98512. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, my phone kicks me out of conference at every hour. So we're at 57 minutes and 44 seconds. I'm going to hang up and dial you right back, like less than 30 seconds, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.